Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How well have you mastered the use of your time? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I'd like to challenge you a bit on how you spend your time. I'm sure you've heard it said that we can all make more money, but none of us can make more time. It's a universal truth. We're all given the same amount of time each day, and what often sets us apart from one another is how well we use the time that we've been given. That's why my question for you this week is, how well have you mastered the use of your time? I want to share a few strategies with you on this subject today. But before we dive into the details, I'd like to share a sidebar that I believe is importantly related to this topic. I recently returned from attending my 50th high school class reunion. It was an experience I'll never forget, but probably not for the reasons you might imagine. I'll spare you all the details, but there are some lessons worth sharing from our time together. I graduated from a small school where we had 72 kids in our graduating class, far smaller than the typical high school graduating class of today. Of the 72 of us who graduated together, 24 are no longer with us. To be honest, I was dumbfounded when I realized that a third of our class had passed away before reaching our 50th year out of high school. And as I looked around the room, there were perhaps another third of the class who, sad to say, didn't look like they were going to be with us much longer. I know this all sounds a bit morbid and perhaps off the topic, but I think it has a lot to do with this week's topic of mastering your time. I'd like to suggest that many of my classmates who either had passed or were on the ropes clearly hadn't spent much of their time staying in good shape. Rather than allocating time every day or every week to exercise and staying healthy and fit, they had found other things to occupy their time. I say this not to be mean, but as a warning to us all. As time passes, the one thing that's going to determine the quality of our life is our health. And business owners specifically are prone to ignoring their health and fitness because of the demands of their business. So before we dive into the specific strategies on mastering your time, let me implore you and beg you to make your personal health a top priority before you find yourself looking, acting, and feeling older than you should. And just to be clear, I had a great time seeing my high school classmates. I just wish those who weren't there could have been there. We lost far too many far too soon. It's a tragedy that I hope others can and will avoid. Enough about that. Now, back to our regular programming and my question for you this week. How well have you mastered the use of your time? Are you well organized and stress-free when you start your workday? Are you prioritizing the actions and strategies that truly make your business stronger and bigger? Are you delegating work so you can focus on the big picture and the future vision of your business? Or are you always behind, stressed to the max, and just doing what must be done to get through the day? Far too often, I find that the business owner is the hardest working, most overworked person on their team. But that's not how it should be. I heard someone say it this way, and it's always stuck with me. A good business is where the team members enjoy working there, but the owner is working their tail off. But a great team is where the team members are working their tail off and the owner enjoys working there. Which is your reality? I sincerely hope it's the latter. As the business owner, you've earned the right to enjoy your business. You're the one who's taken all the risks and handles all the big issues and challenges. It's time that you got to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Wouldn't you agree? So how do you get there? How do you prioritize your time so you can make the most of it and still walk away each day feeling fulfilled yet unstressed? Here are a couple of strategies that might help. I'd first recommend that you reflect on how you've been spending your time. Look back over your calendar for the past month or so and put everything you're doing into one of four categories. Here are the four categories: not urgent but important, urgent and important, urgent but not important, and finally, not urgent and not important. I find it useful to draw this out as a series of circles on a page. Start with a small circle in the center, then draw a second larger circle around the center one, then draw a third even larger circle around those two, and finally, draw a fourth circle that surrounds them all. The innermost circle is your not urgent but important circle. Things that fit into this circle are the ones that are strategic to your business success. They're not urgent, so they often get pushed aside by things that appear to be more urgent, but as the business owner, you must be spending the majority of your time working on things that fall into this smallest circle. The second ring circle are those things that are urgent and important. These are demands that often have something to do with your customers or clients. These are urgent because they must be addressed promptly to keep the business moving forward. As the business owner, you may need to handle some of these personally, but if things in this category occur time and time again, you should be asking if a process change would help make this particular thing go away. The third ring circle are those things that are urgent but not important. I typically call these things delusions, where they appear to be important, but in reality, they really aren't. Many phone calls and walk-ins fall into this category. As the business owner, you need to identify these time suckers and either delegate them to someone else or, better yet, get rid of them. You should not be spending much, if any, of your time on things that are not important. And the outer ring, the largest one, by the way, are those things that are not urgent and not important. These are truly distractions. They're things that have no bearing on the success of your business, yet they have a tendency to suck up a large part of your time unless you specifically work to avoid them. You know what these are. Typically, they have to do with checking email, surfing the web, being on social media, and checking the news. These are often insignificant to your business and simply waste your time. It's why many senior executives have others who screen their emails and their phone calls. As the business owner, perhaps you should do the same. Your goal as the senior-most person in your business is to spend as much of your time as possible in the center ring, the not urgent but important category of activities. These are the strategic initiatives and the longer-range thinking about the business. Things like new partnerships, new territories, new products, new services, expanded capital resources, and growing new leaders for your business. Take some time to analyze how you're spending your time currently using these four categories, and I promise you some obvious opportunities will become apparent right away. Once you've identified the activities that fit in the small circle, the not urgent but important category, block time on your calendar to work on these during normal working hours. I know that might sound crazy, but these are not the things you should be doing on evenings and weekends. These strategic activities should be on your calendar and treated like an important client meeting. Blocking time on your calendar will ensure you focus on the things that matter most. And here's one last idea for you on this topic of mastering your time. When you do put these not urgent but important items on your calendar, work on them in 30 to 40 minute sprints. Don't think you're going to work with your head down for 3 or 4 hours at a time. Work in sprints. Work hard for 30 to 45 minutes, then get up, go outside, take a short walk, get some fresh air, and then come back for another sprint session. You'll be much more productive when you approach your deep work in short, manageable sprints. Oh yeah, one last thought. Don't kid yourself in thinking you can multitask. You can't. It's not a thing. Many people think they can work on many things at the same time, but they're kidding themselves. They're simply switching back and forth, and studies have proven that those who work on multiple things at the same time are far less productive than those who are singularly focused. Don't try to be a multitasker. And if you have team members who think they're good at it too, do them a favor and let them know that the best work is done when it's a singular focus for a short sprint. Do these things and you'll leave each day more fulfilled, more refreshed, and with enough energy left in the tank to get in a workout. Which reminds me, making the time to get in some exercise is important for you now, but even more important for your 70-year-old self who will be attending your high school reunion in shape, looking good, and proud of how you've mastered your time and put it to good use. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I sincerely want you to have a great business without the stress and overwhelm of feeling like you're always out of time. I also want you to be in great shape for your 50th high school reunion. And please, share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. Managing our time well is perhaps the biggest challenge we face as business owners. Remember, we all have the same number of hours given to us in a day. The big question is how we'll use them. Do your colleague a favor and share these ideas with them. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss supporting risk-taking. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.